Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, halftime. We'll call her halftime today because B host is in, so she doesn't want to do the whole hour.
I mean, if I'm going to play in the developmental league, I just can't give it all like that.
Wow.
You know?
D-league host here. I should be in Iowa along with the D-League Minnesota Timberwolves.
We're going to call this the Barn Burner Show.
The Iowa Wolves. Wow. We always love to have Shalette in.
It's so good to see
you. You brought a guest today.
I brought my friend. I have some company, Bill Halter. He's a coordinator for special events for Hope Fieldhouse. They're having their third annual Superfest, and his cause is near and dear to my heart because he helps kids with special needs. Yeah.
I'm going to get over the shock that you have a friend.
Right. I know y'all think I don't have any friends outside of work. I know, because nobody at work likes me.
Bill, thank you so much for coming in.
Hey, wonderful to be here. Tough to follow the intro, Shalette, though. This feels like Milli Vanilli after a Beatles set. But I'll do what I can do.
First time I've heard Shalette referred to as Milli Vanilli.
No, she's the Beatles. I'm the Milli Vanilli in that equation. Yeah.
I'm Paul and Ringo. Come on now. George and the other dude. Who's the other dude?
Ringo.
John Lennon.
John.
Other dude.
Other white meat. Yeah.
Wow. John Lennon, white
the
meat.
Other dude.
Right here on WCCO. Bill, tell us about Hope Fieldhouse. What is it?
Well, so Hope Fieldhouse was an idea that was started by a guy named Dan Corley about a couple of years ago, and he saw that there was kids getting cut from sports because there just wasn't enough gym space down in the south suburbs. He saw that his young son with autism just didn't have the opportunities that a young person should have growing up. And then the one story that really, really tugged on him and really pushed him over the edge to do something is there was a really talented wheelchair basketball player who's getting kicked off of courts. I mean, this kid could be top level wheelchair basketball, no place to play because he wasn't able to play the 5-on-5 games that they had out there. And he said, all right, well, I'm going to do something about it. Now, the interesting thing about it was he has 8 children. He runs his own company. He coaches a bunch of his kids' teams. And yet he said, this is so important and crucial to me, and it means so much to me that we're going to build a facility called Hope Fieldhouse. We're going to take care of the gym shortage crisis. We're going to make sure that kids with special needs have a place to go where they know that this is their home and this is their facility. And so we have raised the funds to build Hope Fieldhouse. It's in development right now. Should be up and running in the summer. In the meantime, though, the entire heart of Hope Fieldhouse and the thing that we always refocus ourselves on is we want to do good in our community. We want to be more than just talk. And so wonderfully, Hope Fieldhouse was able to step into one of the lead roles for an event coming up next week called Superfest. And we're really excited about that.
Superfest. What is it?
Well, so high school football done in the state of Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Good prep bowl. Gophers beat Auburn to finish up a great collegiate football season. Mm-hmm. Vikings were able to get one in the playoffs. But football not done yet in this state because Superfest will be an opportunity for people with special needs. It's an all-inclusive, so really anybody that wants to come, learn how to play football from former NFL players, current college players, and then they're going to play a game. So skills training into a game, and then also the Vikings cheerleaders, the Gophers cheerleaders are going to be there, and they're going to teach those who want to be cheerleaders a halftime routine. So we're going to have a national anthem, we're going to play a game, cheerleading routine at halftime. The Vikings, Victor, the Vikings mascot, will be there. And it is truly a wonderful event, and it's impossible not to leave there without an ear-to-ear smile on your face.
Where is this going to be?
So it's at the Vikings' old facility in Eden Prairie. Okay. And Adam, appreciate
Winter Park, formerly Winter Park.
Yep, Winter Park. And luckily, they still have all the Viking signage up there, so it feels really big.
Still have the turf inside.
Turf,
and
Yep. And obviously they have grown into bigger pastures over in Eagan, but still a really nice facility. And Adam, appreciate you giving us the opportunity to really publicize this. Still time to sign up. Would love it if you'd go to hopefieldhouse.org or maybe the Hope Fieldhouse Facebook page. Sign up. If you know someone in your life who has special needs, this is an opportunity for them to go out and play like maybe they don't get an opportunity to do so often. And Shaletta, who has three young men at home with autism, you can appreciate the fact that we're telling the parents to sit on the sideline and cheer for their kids. We've got trained volunteers. We're going to make sure that they're taken care of. You sit and enjoy and watch your kid play sports.
And we don't get to do that, Adam, because when my sons, Dan, they go out on the field, I'm on guard. Because I don't know if they're going to start flapping their arms, if they're going to run in the opposite direction, if they're going to start getting in the way, if the other kids are going to start getting mad. So I can never just take my kids to a sporting event for them to participate in and really just sit back and enjoy myself with other parents. It's very stressful because I'm just sitting there like waiting for something to happen. They might try to, you know, I got one who's a wanderer. He might try to run off. You know, I have to keep two eyes on three kids. And so what this does is it, with the trained volunteers who understand children with special needs, it allows me to not only have my children participate and not feel like they're getting in the way, but I get to sit and fellowship with other moms who are going through what I'm going through, and other dads who are experiencing what I'm experiencing.
And that's a big trust, right, to turn that over to these folks.
Ooh, it's a big relief. But this is the thing. They are doing so much good in the community with special needs kids that they really have a heart for kids with autism. And for me, you know how I am with my children. If I trusted my babies to go over there, what I'm telling you is they're doing good work.
The issue that kids with special needs face in getting gym time, I mean, you talk to any youth hockey player, and the fight for ice time in any community can be significant. But finding a time for in a gym or a field house for kids with special needs, I would imagine they kind of get pushed to the back burner.
Well, and to the point where if it were a mainstream sport, there'd be parents up in arms going crazy about it. It's unacceptable for a high school sport not to have a home, not to have a regular place to practice or play home games for that matter. And, you know, Shaletta, you deal with children with autism, and a lot of times people with autism are very high functioning, and there is not this sense that well, you know, they're fine, but you know what? They really sometimes struggle in situations where, you know, more of the mainstream sporting.
Because if there's a child in a wheelchair, they come in, you know they're in a wheelchair. My kids, you don't know. They come in and they sit down, they listen, and then when they get up, they really don't understand the instructions they've been given. So they're not doing what the other kids are doing. And sometimes, Dan, I understand the parents who don't want us there because sometimes it's a safety issue. Sometimes my kids are to the point where they may be putting the other kids at risk for safety. They may be running in the wrong direction. They may be tackling improperly. They may take the ball and throw it at somebody and hurt them. Not that they're meaning to do that in a negative way, but they don't really understand the instructions they've been given. So they can't carry them out. And so what this does is it's a bunch of kids just like my kids. So they can go out there and have fun and do goofy stuff and not put any of the other kids at risk. And this is the thing. Kids are out there playing because they want to win. If there's a kid on your team who's going to keep you from winning, you don't want them to play. So my kids don't get picked because they're putting winning at risk. But this time they're going to get picked and they're going to be on the team and they're going to feel special like they belong. And that means everything to a parent.
Shaletta is here, as is Bill Halter. He's coordinator for special events for Hope Fieldhouse. Tell me about the Fieldhouse, the actual one that's going. Where is it going to be? When is it going to be done?
Yeah, so the Hope Fieldhouse will be up and in running hopefully late summer in Rosemont.
Rosemont, okay.
And so there is a component. There's going to be a fitness center. There was definitely calculations made. We need to make sure that this is sustainable. So there'll be a membership base to raise some money, and then some of the local organizations will pay for gym time there. And then that will allow us to do some of the things that we really want to do to make an impact. And actually, you know, the gaming event, and Tom Delmonico, if we want to bring him in, he was reporting. and if he wants to get credentialed for Superfest, we can make that happen.
It might be a big mistake, Bill. I don't know about that.
So I was actually hanging with the gaming crew last night, and I'm learning a lot about this world, and it's an impressive world, and it's growing beyond what so many of us are aware of right now. And so we're going to do an event in October, an adaptive gaming event for young people with special needs. Give them an opportunity to compete in some of these gaming events, learn how to play some of these games. And for a lot of these kids who are physically unable to do a lot of the sports, I think this is something that's really going to catch on. So we're thrilled. Wisdom Gaming is a group that we're teaming up with. And so we were meeting with a lot of the people in the gaming community yesterday. And what I've realized, the gaming community is as charitable as any other you're going to find. These people are smart and caring, and they've got big hearts. So we're excited about that event that'll come up in October.
And tell me again, remind us about this event this weekend. And you said people can still get involved.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Tell
us how to do that. Yeah, so it's $5.
Right?
Yeah, Superfest. Yep. It's the third annual. A number of wonderful organizations are part of this. Autism Society of Minnesota, Fraser Foundation, many, many others. Just a collaborative effort to make sure that this is a great event. And so Superfest will be a week from Saturday, and you can still register up until midweek.
So you won't miss the big game next Sunday.
It's the lead-up
to the big game.
It's the lead-up to the big game, absolutely. And we'll have Victor, the Vikings mascot, Vikings cheerleaders, a number of great coaches, and it's going to be phenomenal.
Great. Shaletta, are your kids going to be involved in that next week?
My kids, I dropped them off yesterday. I said, line up. It's like Black Friday. You just stay right here. I gave them some goldfish and some apple juice and some sleeping bags. Y'all, I want y'all to be first in line. Y'all stay right here. Mama be back in a couple of days.
No, we're worried about the referees with Shaletta on the sideline. Yeah. Coaches aren't playing their kid enough.
Did y'all see the video of that dude who tackled the wrestler who body slammed his son? That's going to be me. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
Did you see that? Did you see that, Bill? Okay, y'all have to go watch this. There's a video, and I swear this is the white male version of me. His son's a wrestler, and he's in a match, and his opponent gave him an illegal body slam. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the dad comes flying out of the stands and just torpedoes the kid who body. No, not a good.
That's
no,
not good.
No,
it's not
good.
Can't happen.
Dad, stay on the side.
No,
wrestling days are over, Dad.
He still got good form.
Yeah, he thinks he's watching WWE on Monday night, coming in with a steel chair from the crowd.
Bill, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Wonderful to be here. Opportunities like this are huge for what we're trying to do, Adam. Appreciate it.
Yep, that's Bill Halter, coordinator for special events for Hope Fieldhouse. Maybe we can put that information up on Chad's Facebook page, too, to spread the word. 118 on News Talk 830 WCCO. Adam in for Chad. 122 WCCO, again, Superfest. Thanks to Bill Halter coming in. I want to say Bill Hader. That'd be good, too, if we had Bill Hader in here.
I hate him. I hate him.
You know Bill Hader, right?
I don't know who Bill Hader is.
You don't know
who
Bill Hader is?
I don't know who Bill Hader is.
Saturday Night Live, Bill Hader?
Mm-mm.
Are you kidding me?
Do you know who Arnaz J is? BET Comic View, Arnaz J?
No.
Okay.
Come on.
Well, then
Saturday
I don't know
Night
who
Live,
Bill
though?
BET Comic View, though? It's too close to Black History Month for you not to know your history.
I know Living Color. That had a lot of black comedians on it.
He loved him some David Allegria.
I do. I love
I'm
David Allegria.
I'm going to have to
you gotta
David Allegria
us.
To come and be
God.
A part of the show.
Oh,
my God. He was just, you know, he's my friend on Twitter.
I know.
Yeah, he follows me.
Me and my best friend, Pete, we would die if we got to meet David
Okay,
Allegria.
All right.
We still, to this day, quote David Allegria. Yeah, he's doing a Broadway show.
Yeah, his show. Yeah, I keep up with him. I'm going to tell him you said hi, but I'm going to see when he finishes with that if he calls. Oprah said, hey.
The information about Superfest is up on Chad's Facebook page. Pretty good deal if you want to check that out this weekend. So what's going on?
What the hell is going on? Is
so
what
you made
doing
fun of me.
My,
you made fun of my shoes.
What you doing with my shoes?
Coming
on?
In these. What are you suggesting about these shoes? By the way, did you see that? Look at that.
That was a girl's shoes.
Right he's up. Very proud of his flexibility.
See that?
Well, he ought to be flexible. He got on yoga pants.
No, these are regular Wrangler pants. These are like cowboy pants.
Okay, so put them girl's shoes back up again. Who made
them?
They're
not girl's shoes. They're, what are you talking about? They're Under Armour tennis shoes.
Underwear Armour. Those look like the shoes I got under my desk for when I come in with dirty snow boots on. And then, wait a minute, this would kill me, Dan. Mm. He's sitting up here putting on a Vikings helmet on social media yesterday.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Wearing girl shoes and Lululemon yoga pants. What the hell? Don't none of that go together?
Oh, yeah? Talk to most professional athletes. I'm going to guess.
They wear girl shoes and yoga pants from Lululemon?
I'm going to guess. A majority of professional athletes own Lululemon products.
I'm going to guess that a majority of them do not, and they especially don't wear them when they got helmet on. I looked at that video. I said, okay, hold on. Let me put my kid. Y'all go get some goldfish and watch Sesame Street. Let me see this again because I know damn well this ain't Adam Carter with a Vikings helmet on, some girl shoes, and some yoga pants.
I think it went well together, to be honest
yeah.
with you.
Yeah.
It got a lot of traction.
Broke
online.
The internet. Yeah.
Now, you've been following this.
We were worried, actually, that he might be concussed because the thing was squeezing his head.
I saw he got a big old. I didn't realize his head circumference was that big. I didn't realize his head was that big.
Well, that's what I thought. I thought I had a big head, but I Googled it, and my head is the average size for an American male.
Really?
Yeah, 7 3/8.
Who did the measuring?
I don't know.
No, who measured? How
who
did you know that
you
measure my hat?
Yeah, your hat.
It's a hat. You wear a hat, you buy a hat, it's 7 3/8.
Okay. All right.
Have you ever bought a fitted hat before?
I bought dresses that didn't fit that was too small. Is the hat too small? Are you wearing the right hat or the wrong size?
No, I'm wearing the right hat.
Okay.
I don't look good in a hat that's too small for me.
I don't look good in dresses that are too small for me, but that doesn't stop me. I do it anyway.
Yeah. By the way, your kid dancing with the snowplow.
Oh, my God. Did y'all see that?
Did we all see that?
Is there
that?
Anybody on planet Earth that hasn't seen it at this point?
Can you avoid it anywhere?
My baby was outside.
How many shows did it make?
Oh,
you
my
keep,
God.
You keep track of this,
Well,
right?
You know what? This is the thing. Nobody in town wanted to show it. Like, what? I sent it to my friends at CCO TV.
Suddenly, we got Mike Lindell in here.
Right.
When I got back from meeting the president,
nobody wanted to talk about it.
And
so they were like, oh, Shalette, it's cute, but we're moving on to other stories. I was like, okay. And then somebody from the Weather Channel called, and they were like, hi, can we show your baby? I was like, hell yeah, you can show my baby. And then... a producer with ABC called, and they were like, hi, this is ABC. Good morning, America. We just wanted to get your verbal permission to show your son. Is that okay? Are you for real? Yes, it's okay. So he was having a good old time out there. And what happened was he was supposed to go shovel so I could get to work Saturday because I work weekends because I'm low man on the totem
pole. So you forced your kid to go out and shovel so you could get to work?
What the hell is he supposed to do? He's 13 years old. That's his rent payment.
You.
What?
You can't help him?
Hell no. Did your mama help you shovel snow?
Sometimes.
Well, that's a good woman. Dan, did your mama help you shovel snow?
No.
I ain't helping him shovel no snow. He is 13 years old.
Well, first of all, he's got a snow blower.
Right, a good one. And his back is strong, so he good. So it was like 3 o'clock. I'm getting ready to leave, and there's still snow all over the driveway, and I don't see him. So first I get mad, like, I'm finna go out here, and he is going to be in some serious trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, oh, my God, he could have had a heart attack.
That's your second thought.
Right, that's my second thought. Yeah. Health is my second thought.
Beat is bleep
right.
First.
Butt whoopings is my first thought. So I go out the garage, and he is out there jamming it up on his Beats headphones.
Yeah.
He is just like doing this thing. He's been dancing this whole time. He cleared one path so that he could slip and slide up and down the driveway Michael Jackson.
Do the moonwalk.
Exactly. He's doing the sideways moonwalk, the futsal shuffle. He's doing all these moves. Meanwhile, I'm late to work. So he didn't know, but I just like snapped the video, and he was really getting all down. He was,
getting down.
Yeah. Some James Brown in there.
Oh, yeah.
If white guy Adam Carter does the same thing, am I making it on Good Morning America?
You know what? They're going to call
dancing?
Authorities.
Exactly.
Gonna call somebody going
to
come.
And in the news, look at this clown trying to clear the snow.
And the next video scene is going to be him with the jacket hugging himself.
Yeah.
They'll be taking him to the car.
They let him away
sir.
In cuffs
Get
half
in,
an hour
sir.
Later. Tom Delmonico would be out covering that.
Let's be honest. You know, if you were trying to mimic Andrew's dance moves,
there's
a 50-50 chance that you're going to end up in the hospital.
Yeah.
I'd blow a knee out.
Yeah.
Not if I had my Lululemon pants on.
Oh, baby.
And your girl shoes?
Man, I got flexibility in there. But here's my theory on why no local stations.
Why?
Just because I think.
Because they get an email from her every other day?
Every day.
The snow, big snowstorms are still an unusual thing. They're a rarity, I think, in the national news.
Oh,
they love to cover weather.
Okay.
Whereas here, it's like, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was because he was
It's kind
cute.
Of a snowstorm that flaked out even a little bit. So.
I thought he was a cute little black kid and they were just discriminating. I mean, that's just me. That's what I thought. But I could be wrong.
Well, take it up with him.
Macaulay Culkin was out there dancing and sliding around. You know, he'd have been on Ellen the next day. Come on, show us your moves,
hey, speaking
guys.
Of that, hey, you're going to be on Ellen, too, right?
I'm going to be on Ellen.
Can we talk about that now that it's been in the newspaper?
Okay, this is the thing. They said don't talk about it until we tell you could talk about it.
Yeah.
And so I shut my mouth because y'all not finna mess up my money, okay?
Yeah.
So I didn't say nothing, Dan. And then
we
all
didn't
of
say
a sudden,
either.
Right. Yeah. And all of a sudden, my phone's blowing up. Neil Justin has put in the paper that I'm going to be on Ellen March 31st.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, how did you find that out? I've got my sources. I can't reveal it.
He does.
I was like, I didn't even know.
He's in here a lot.
I didn't even
Maybe
know.
Maybe the guy who's standing in this spot. Maybe he told him. He's calling me the snitch.
Well, but no, this is the thing. I know ain't nobody in here know because I didn't know. Like, they didn't tell us what date we were going to be
right.
on.
Yeah, he had
they
specifics.
Don't want us to reveal it. He had specifics, time, everything. I didn't even know. What day that I was going to be on the show. So he knew more than I did.
Nice of him to reference WCCO radio, too.
I'm going to tell people stop doing that.
Come on, Neil.
I'm going to tell people stop. Don't talk about, Don't say nothing about y'all.
Well, it just said local radio personality.
Because
how about naming the radio? Yeah, but you actually
so.
Work for a station.
Mm-mm.
You don't want him to mention WCCO radio?
Mm-mm.
Why?
Because I'm low man on the totem pole.
Oh, stop.
I looked at the schedule, and I'm one person above Lil Devin. Lil Devin is 12 years old.
He was just in here.
Yeah. I know. I just
should have taken him out.
Right. I gave some goldfish and some Mott's applesauce.
You don't want to take him out because then you would be the low person.
Right.
On the
yeah.
131 WCCO. Thank you, Shaletta.
Thank you. Good to love you guys.
Love you too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.